I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. If your area lost all power and communications, would your church still gather? If they did, would you go? For Ukrainian churches, the answer is yes. The latest Russian attacks targeted Ukraine's power grids, yet churches are still meeting in dark basements and bomb shelters. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says they're sending solar-powered energy sets to Ukrainian churches.
All of these different systems allow for a modest amount of lighting so that people can gather together and read their Bibles. They would actually take bottles of water and rest their phones on the light to kind of diffuse light throughout the room, and they were recharging their cell phones using these power sets.
Pray for a solution to end the war and for Ukrainians to seek Jesus. And many prison ministries are focused on sharing the gospel in prisons, which is critical life-saving work, but it's only the first step. Doug Kuperi, director of church mobilization at Crossroads Prison Ministry, says,
there are some in prison that can run circles around you and I with their scripture. But one of the challenges that I've noticed through my 20 years of volunteering inside of prisons is when it becomes, yes, they understand the scripture, but how do you apply that in our lives? How do I apply that with my cellmate? How do I apply with those that I'm in the chow hall with?
With Crossroads Bible Study Program, prisoners are mentored to apply scripture to their daily lives. Ask God to give Christians in prison wisdom as they live out their faith behind bars. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.